From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Florida citrus producers might have another tool in their fight against the devastating disease called citrus greening. As Ashley Lopez tells us, researchers have developed a sensor that can detect infected trees.
Country are still trying to find a way to eradicate citrus greening. The bacteria has been plaguing the Sunshine State's $9 billion citrus industry for years. Even though there still isn't a cure, growers now have a way to detect citrus greening early. University of Florida professor Daniel Lee developed an easy-to-use and affordable detector. He says it gives growers more time to get rid of sick trees before others get infected.
The growers, they need to go through a complicated lab analysis to determine infection. It's a portable device, so you can use it in the field. You don't need to take samples, send them to the lab for complex analysis.
The sensor works by detecting starch left on leaves by the disease. It's still in the development stage, but Lee says early field tests have been successful.
That's Ashley Lopez. The secretary of the Florida Department of Children and Families says the state abuse hotline screened out not one, but two calls about potential danger to 5-year-old Phoebe Johnchuck before her death last month. DCF Secretary Mike Carroll sent a team to Tampa to investigate the death on January 8th when John Johnchuck allegedly dropped his daughter from the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. Legally, the report on Phoebe's death is due within 30 days. Carroll acknowledged that the report would reflect poorly on his agency.
It does appear that we had issues with our assessment of that case, and Dad was allowed custody of that child, and there were really no services put in place for that child.
The House Committee on Children, Families, and Seniors is investigating transparency in the reporting and reviewing of child deaths in Florida. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.